Shark Bagley.
Shark Bagley.
Shark Bagley. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shack Baggerly, all things loose and disorderly with me, Katie Johnson, and my good friend Howard Middleton from the Great British Bake Off. Episode 82. So other things with the same number. Kilometres in the length of Jamaica from north to south. Novels by Earl Stanley Gardner in which Perry Mason solves a case. And recorded accidents in the home in the UK in 1994 involving beds. That is all I know. So have you ever had one of those weeks when everything you try and do, things just end up biting you, don't they? Biting you on the bottom. Technology included. Well, yes, it's been like that at home, including when it came to me and H recording this on Zoom. My camera would not work. So just hold that thought.
Is it really you? Can't. The voice is very convincing, I have to say.
Just imagine me as 6 foot and blonde. That's what you got to do. Is that all right?
Oh, no. I want real cater.
What are you trying to say, that I'm not 6 foot and blonde? I'm gutted. Gutted. Yes.
I don't want you 6 foot. No. Oh, no. Not too tall. Mm.
So I can see you, though, so just be careful.
I know this is it. I thought when you said we won't be able to see each other, I thought, I could actually just give him my pyjamas or something, but I haven't got any pyjamas. So.
Right, now then. Your thing's making a funny noise. I think your hoodie keeps touching the microphone, that's what it is.
Oh, do you want me to take my hoodie off?
Only if you're warm enough. Oh, yeah. It's one of these calls, isn't it? And now I'm going to ask you to take the next layer off.
Would you like me to take my hoodie off? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's better. You just kept catching it. So how did your Saturday go?
It was really good, actually. I mean, it's a bit weird because it was a webinar rather than I was going to say it's a bit weird because you can't see anybody. And then we've got the same situation here, haven't we, today? So.
So you can't see anybody? Oh, I didn't know that.
No, because if it's like a webinar, then like hundreds of people can join. And normally with a Zoom meeting, you limit it to probably about 20 or so. So you can turn all the cameras on and see people and go to them and say, you know, how are you doing with this? Or do you want any help with that or whatever? But yeah, when it's like hundreds of people, you can't do that. So so everybody, you know, basically is invisible. Well, not invisible, but you just can't see them. So,
Yeah.
I would say the vast majority, probably about 75% of people were in the USA. So
were they?
You know, but some people asked some very strange questions, and I thought, I bet they're Shack Bagley listeners.
What qualifies as a strange question that could possibly be a Shack Bagley listener?
Well, you're doing something traditional like tiffin, you know, sort of chocolate biscuit cake, Queen's favourite. Can I put chilli in this? I thought, that sounds like a Shack Bagley listener. Oh, dear. So I said, well, yeah, I suppose you can. I mean, it's strange why... chilli tiffin? I don't know.
Oh, she's...
Would you fancy...
No, you know where I'm going with this. I'm in an Agatha Christie thing again. Chilli tiffin.
Oh, chilli tiffin sounds like she's been on The Voice. She's quite young and she's got a recording contract, I think.
And the only reason a Shack Bagley listener would want chilli is because, of course, our listeners are all hot stuff. I'm leaving it there. Speaking of Shack Bagley listeners, hi to Anne Marie. Hi Katie, hi Howard. I had a 3-hour bus ride home from the beach last weekend and was so excited to catch up on the last few episodes of your delightful podcast. Ah, starts well, doesn't it? I like that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how soothing your humour was and just the friendship that you share. My seatmate was holding a box with her late uncle's ashes on her lap for the entire journey, and my heart was in my throat on a few sharp turns. And even more, taken aback when she asked me to hold her dear old uncle so she could brush her hair on approach to our destination. I just kept saying to myself, just breathe and listen to Katie and Howard. Focus on the fun. Thanks for getting me through an unforgettable ride, and I'm all in for Shaq Bagley t-shirts with love. Oh, isn't that super? So that's
Super. I think that's a first, isn't it? That someone's been listening to us while holding on to someone's ashes. I don't know. Maybe this is quite a common thing, but I would have thought that's quite unusual.
But it doesn't sound as if the coach driver was very good, does it, really? If they're sort of going round Watsits.
I don't know. Well, does it say where they were travelling?
No.
So we don't know whether it's one of these, I don't like those coach journeys where they're sort of bus journeys, where they're sort of very high in the mountains and you've got a sheer drop on one side or something like that. Oof. No, thank you.
No. India, isn't it? That's supposed to be the scariest.
We travelled through Turkey and that was pretty bad, yeah. One of these things where you feel like, I mean, a woman got on. They have these sort of random bus stops in the middle of nowhere, and a woman got on with them with a cage of chickens.
Oh no!
And yes, and you think this is really sort of out in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? With your chickens.
Do you think they were her pets, or was she going to sell them at market?
I don't know because I don't speak Turkish very well, so I didn't strike up a conversation.
Mm.
Can order a beer, I think, but that's about it.
And hi to Barbara. I just listened to your podcast. It was funny as always. You see, I feel a huge responsibility there now. It was funny as always. One week,
it's
not going to be, is it?
No. It feels like someone's taking the temperature, don't they? We've got a scale building here about how funny we've been this week. Yeah. Enjoyed it, but not quite as funny as last week. Well, I don't know why I did a posh voice there.
But interestingly, we've been on a coach trip. We're now on a cruise. I was away.
Oh.
My daughter and granddaughter took me on a cruise to Bermuda. Bermuda Triangle makes people disappear. Mr. Manilow. I never knew that Bermuda was British, says Barbara. We were there when Queen Elizabeth died. It was so sad. Had to leave a day early, though, because of Hurricane Earl. I had a wonderful time. Howard, I'm so sorry about your problems you are having. Hope you're better soon. And Katie, it was good to hear your delightful voice. Can't wait until next Friday. So, yeah.
Do you know, a friend of mine messaged me this week to ask how I was because she said she'd been listening to us on Shaq Bagley. And you think... You forget, sort of, that people are listening and we've been discussing quite personal problems and it's out there for everybody to know, isn't it? Mm, yeah.
So. But interesting how your friend knows about it on Shaq Bagley as opposed to a conversation that you two have had, maybe.
Yeah, well, this is it. It's not something that I would necessarily have sort of texted her to tell her about, but she speaks to her on Shaq Bagley, so that's fine.
saves you having to call. And Sandra gets in touch. Hi, Katie and Howard. I'm just catching up on the last handful of episodes. In episode 77, Howard mentioned a cookbook by Melinda Russell and wanting to keep an eye out for it. Do you remember that one?
Melinda Russell, I think, if I'm right, this was one that we mentioned a few weeks ago, and she was the first black author of a cookbook.
She was the first African-American cookbook author from 1866. And Sandra's kindly sent a free PDF of the 1866 cookbook. So she wrote and published her cookbook in the first part of the year in the town of Pawpaw, Michigan. Is that how you pronounce it, Pawpaw in Michigan?
I don't know, because I can't see your lips moving. So I can't tell whether you're saying Pawpaw, 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 Pawpaw.
Pawpaw. Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw, P-A-W.
Oh, Pawpaw, yes, it is like from the Jungle Book, Pawpaw and a Prickly Pear. And yeah.
Oh, right.
I think.
Thank you ever so much. You sent the link, so we shall look at that next week. But thank you very much indeed for that, Sandra. Indeed for everyone for getting in touch.
Did you watch the funeral?
I did. Yeah.
Oh,
I was exhausted at the end of the day.
So was I, and all through the night I've had such a bad night.
Oh.
All that. Do you know that? Dun 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 dun, 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 dun. And all them. You know, because it's repeating all the time, those different funeral marches. I woke up this morning with kind of funeral marches in my head, and I still can't quite shake them off. I mean, it was spectacular, but very, very sad, wasn't it? Mm. You know?
Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't. I know what you mean, because it was going through my ears as well.
Yeah.
I think there was only 3 or 4 tunes they did, didn't they?
Mm. Absolutely, because I think it is classical composers that Mendelssohn, I think, and Beethoven is there. I don't know, but there were only, as you say, I think about 3 different funeral marches.
Mm.
So to have those repeated all the time, it was it's a bit. I don't know how they did it. To be honest, I really don't know how they did it.
No. But wasn't it an amazing send-off?
Amazing. Oh, send-off. Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah. I feel a bit sort of... I feel bad in a way in the... Because it is so spectacular to look at. And obviously, it's very, very sad because someone's died. But it is a spectacular occasion. But this morning, I found myself looking for photos of it. Because you still... It was so spectacular that you still want to look at it, don't you? Mm. It's mesmerising.
Do you know, in our mum and dad's day, they would have had the newspaper as a souvenir, wouldn't they? And they'd have cut it up and put it in a scrapbook. We don't do that anymore, do we? We don't do it.
No. And I found that a little bit unnerving. I think it was someone who said the other day, I think it was Claire Balding who said, that actually the memories are the things that you hold in your head. And the obsession nowadays with having to take photos of everything on your phone, it sort of diminishes the value of keeping those memories in your head. And it did make me, you know, just seeing kind of thousands of people out there recording it on or taking photos on the phone. And you think, just put them down for a minute and just appreciate what's happening, really.
Mm.
That's my little gripe out of the way, I think.
No, you're right. You're right, because you don't hold it yourself. There was something scientific done, wasn't there, that it says if you look at it through your phone that you're doing the recording of, you will not keep it in your head.
Oh, really? Mm, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not far off. Yeah. So, anyway, on a lighter note, I've been... Oh, oops. That would have been... Oh, I would have loved to have seen your face then. When you doing that?
That was my lighter note for you.
You can hit a lighter note, goodness me. I've been doing some work on biscuits, and we need to start right from the start and say... We're talking British biscuits here, not the US version of biscuits, which are a bit like a scone. So we're back on what I think a lot of our listeners might call cookies rather than biscuits.
Got you.
But digestive biscuits. Oh. Yeah, I've been doing some chocolate digestives.
Oh,
I have to say, I'm not a great biscuit fan. Oh, but we were watching the funeral yesterday. Peter said, have we got something to have with a cup of tea? So I said, I've just made some chocolate digestives. And I'd already taken photos of them, so that was fine, because it's a class that I'm doing that's coming up. Mm. Oh, my goodness, they are nice.
Mm. Milk or plain?
Well, I like plain.
Me
yes,
too.
But yes, so plain... But just to make them look a bit more arty, I've feathered them with a bit of white chocolate.
Oh,
so
right.
I have to say my feathering's quite impressive, I think. I've often been praised for my impressive feathering, you know.
Yes, but what about the biscuits, H?
But it did make me look into the kind of origins of digestive biscuits, because you think, I don't know why we would call them digestives, would you?
No.
Or do you know?
No, I don't know. But I'm thinking I don't know how true it is, but we have a company called McVitie's, don't we, who have digestives, and they are classed as the original one. Now, I remember somebody who worked out, so very gym-like, not like somebody called Jim, G-Y-M, and they said, of all the biscuits that not as good for you, but aren't that bad, is a plain digestive.
Yeah.
So I've always taken that, and because this somebody said who was into the gym work, so I never feel guilty when I have a digestive biscuit.
Digestive. Well, and I have to say, I've made my digestives, I think, with even less sugar in than probably the commercial ones, and they are a little bit more wholesome.
Oh.
Because apparently modern digestives do use quite a bit of plain flour as well as the oats in there. Mm. Whereas I've done mine with wholemeal, and they're so lovely and crumbly and delicious. But yeah, apparently you're absolutely right. In 1892, McVitie's launched the digestive biscuit, and it says made with whole wheat and baking soda.
How far?
It promised. Sorry?
How far did they launch it? It's all right, it's just me.
Chuck it down. I named this biscuit. A digestive, HMS digestive, made with whole wheat and baking soda. It promised to aid digestion, which basically meant that it reduced flatulence.
Oh.
And I didn't know. Yes. Mm. I didn't know it was about Windy Pops and all that. No.
So it's a health food.
It is. But they didn't start putting... didn't start putting chocolate on a digestive until 1925.
Good Lord.
So the plain ones were there for about 30 years. However, interestingly enough, it was Cadbury's who tried to patent the chocolate biscuit around about the same time that McVitie's were launching their digestives. So they did this incredibly detailed kind of patent showing these pictures of biscuit with chocolate on the outside. Mm. And launched this again. We're launching a biscuit again. Catch. So Cadbury's launched this chocolate biscuit, but sadly I don't think they came up with a catchy name for it. They called it either the penny chocolate biscuit or the tuppenny chocolate biscuit.
Okay.
And gradually, people thought, this is a bit boring, isn't it? So that's why it never really took off.
71 calories in an original digestive.
Are there?
Mm. That's what the sheep eat. Because I've told you before, and the boys have a digestive.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why would you give your digestives to the sheep? Oh, eat them yourself, Katie. I suppose you want to treat your sheep well, don't you?
Well, they're not. It just keeps them, doesn't it? It's a little treat, and they know if they see me, I'm possibly the woman with a biscuit. So.
And have you noticed whether it has any effect on the flatulence or not?
Of the sheep?
Yes.
No, I haven't noticed, to be honest. I haven't noticed. But they have no. They don't have any effects on the sheep's. But,
no.
Yeah. I found a little something, and it's an old-fashioned recipe book by Carla Emery, and it's from 1974, Homestead Candy Dairy. And there's not a lot in here, H, and I saw this and I thought, I didn't know if this was a bit of a spoof, but I wasn't sure. It's under Miscellaneous Recipes. And it says, I've never tried out these three recipes. I'm not sure if anybody should. If you try one out, let me know what happened. So this is where I'm thinking, but why would you put it in a book and have its old page to it?
Katie, you're going ever so...
What am I doing? You can't see me.
No, you... Something very strange happened then. First of all, you were partway through telling me about this, and then suddenly the sound went off. And then it came back on again, but you were talking really quick as if you were catching up.
Oh, how strange. Oh, okay.
Fine now, yeah, yeah.
Did you get about the vintage 1974 book?
Yes, right. Yeah.
So, in here, she's put here miscellaneous recipes. So I've got one called turkey stuffing. Combine 3 eggs, a teaspoon of salt and pepper, 1 green pepper cut up, a cup of celery cut up, 3.5 cups of popcorn washed, 3 cups of uncooked rice washed, mix well. Stuff turkey loosely. Put in oven at 350, bake until popcorn pops and blows the hind end off the turkey.
All I can say is, well, I think that turkey would be glad to be dead, wouldn't it? My goodness, fancy having popcorn exploding inside of you.
So I can only say that somebody had sent these in, haven't they? And yeah. She's obviously has looked at them and thought, oh, I won't include them, but I'll put them in under miscellaneous. But somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
The one is stone soup.
Stone soup.
Start with 1 large, smooth, clean, round stone. Add 1/2 a teaspoon of salt and ample water. Boil for 2 hours. In the meantime, ask around at the neighbours for possible other ingredients. At the end of the 2 hours, add any vegetables or meat that you've been able to lay your hands on. Cook 2 more hours, remove the stone. Save it for the next batch and eat the soup.
Oh, I think someone's having her on, don't
it is,
you?
It is.
Yeah.
But the fact she's put it in did make me smile. But, a couple of people to say hello to. Eliza, we're touching on your... We're not touching on it at all. Your problem.
Oh, thank you for rephrasing that.
You two are so adorable and I will continue to support... Just not in that way. Hi, it's Lorraine. Says, I laugh because you're laughing and people must wonder what I'm laughing about. And then Cardinal Shell says, so happy to know Howard was able to enjoy Ludlow Festival after his recent medical inconvenience.
I can't believe how it's got round this. Can you? Well, of course I can, actually. We talked about it on Shock Magley. That's how.
You don't think Uncle Walt had a problem as well, do you? That's why he had that...
No.
He might have been having an aeration.
Yes, I mean, but I don't think air is... I don't know whether air would have helped or not, but it's not something that I'm going to try out now, so...
But you're okay.
I am, actually. Do you know, you asked the other day how things were downstairs, didn't you?
Yeah. And then something about the fact you live on a top floor of a flat. So I wasn't referring to Mr. Jones below or anything like that.
No, no. Do you know, it's been a strange week, though, this week. Where, I was walking down to the shops the other day and someone shouted, mate. And you sort of think, oh, it's someone who probably recognises me from TV. And it was actually someone who knows my sister from when they were in Brighton. And her son is just coming up to the university in Sheffield. She was dropping him off here. And the last time I saw him, we were at some kids' party. Well, I wasn't at a kids' party, but he was... with Tina. So I thought, how strange that we would bump into each other. Well, he spotted me like that. But then the other day, I'm walking back from the shops and this guy, honestly, sometimes you think, why do people say strange things like that? I'm trying to get past this guy and a woman who was with him.
Were they in your way or something? Were they being awkward?
They were sort of on the pavement, and I thought, I'll just walk slightly out into the road to be able to get past them, because I'm really, really not the kind of person who says, excuse me, or anything like that. I just think, oh, I'll just walk around. This is to this woman. Hey, up, move out of the way, it's the Milky Bar Kid. And I thought, I don't know, why do I look like the Milky Bar Kid?
Did you have your hat on? Were you wearing chaps?
Not at all. It must just be the glasses. I don't know. But this is turning out to be a strange week.
I have to say, I was chatting to somebody, a lady. I don't know her very well, and I've never seen her husband. She married a few years ago, and we got chatting about how she met him and all this. It was online, and anyway, I said, "Oh, do you have a picture of him? Of him then, Irina, you know, so I can see." She says, "I don't carry a picture of my husband around with me. He's not," she said, "he's not dead." And I thought, I have never heard that before. Yeah, so she doesn't bother because he's not dead.
Well, it's like, do you remember the lady last week who we spotted in the audience? Ludlow, you thought it was... She looked a bit like my mum.
She did. She did look like your mum.
And then when I got close up to her, I thought, actually, she really, really does look a bit like my mum. Mm. So her son was then saying, well, what does your mum look like? And I'm there desperately on my phone trying to find a photo of my mum and couldn't find it. And gave up eventually, but I thought... This is rubbish. I should be able to just pick my phone up and show people a picture of my mum if they so request.
Yeah. You could have directed them to Shat Bagley because there's a picture of mum on there.
I could have. I'm terrible. Honestly, I miss every opportunity, don't I? Really do.
Speaking of June, how is she?
Oh, she's not been too well, actually.
Oh, no.
She's struggling a bit at the moment. It's difficult for her. A friend, Anne, phoned the other day and asked how she was. And my mum said, feeling dizzy, she's not being able to get out to get a haircut and things like that. And her friend Anne said, well, can't you get someone to come round? So my mum says, it's bad enough trying to get hold of the surgery. You know, you're in a queue. And then they do this triage. So to get a doctor to come round would be awful. And Anne said, no, I just meant someone to cut your hair.
Oh, poor June. Hope she feels better. And happy birthday for this week to both June and Peter. A couple of things we mentioned. One being Claire Balding with regard to not being able to remember events if you record them instead of watching them. Claire is an English broadcaster, journalist and author. And a stranger called H the Milky Bar Kid. Well, since 1961, it has been used in television advertising promoting Nestlé Milky Bar. The Milky Bar Kid is a blonde, spectacle-wearing young child, usually dressed as a cowboy, whose catchphrase is, "The Milky Bars are on me." And all I can see now is Howard Middleton. Just a mention about Her Late Majesty's funeral. Gosh, what a send-off. I managed to write a few words especially, and I hope you don't mind if I read them. Queen Elizabeth II, to us our number one, for our lifetimes you have been there, now suddenly you're gone. Flag half-mast on palace, that image we then all knew, 70 years of dedication done, Philip was calling you. From that moment onwards, your peoples you'd be proud, we've come together as always, from individuals to a crowd, and how those crowds have honoured you, the world watching how we queue, such deep respect and love all round, just wanting to say thank you. When we think how young you were when you took on such a role, the events you must have witnessed while yourself in a goldfish bowl. Not once did you waver, never let us down, no questions asked, your duty was always to wear the crown. Each jubilee marked a celebration of your life. We shared in those and sadness too when losing Philip as a wife. Bookends you were, and now again, a comfort in our loss, and for the family, with Charles at the helm, the boss. When we look back to recall your amazing reign, we were all part of history as it will never take place again. Christmas message to the nation and words when needed most, and a glass of something raised would be the Queen when came to toast. our national anthem words will change, the stamp's no longer you, the mystery of your handbag ends, and corgi spotting too. All of us have lost you, generations you did span, you were like our grandma, grandmother, granny, nan. You were very much our constant, but now have to let you go. New era may be beginning, but your legacy remains on show. Thank you, Mom, for everything, a life of duty served. Now rest your head and sleep a while. No one has more deserved. So that's it for another week. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Oh, hang on, it's Howard. Howard's ringing. Hello. Hi, lovely. Yeah. Well, I know. I know you still can't see me.